Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney. The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I would like to do it with all of our animals. Boy, save that for the mixtape.
And James Strebel.
I'm fat. I'm sweaty.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The only thing around us, really, that's very close that stays open late is a Hooters. So we were closing down the Hooters last night.
It's The Take, hanging out with you. Another hour to go. As always, the 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. Now delivering CoxsLouisville.com. All the premium cigars, all the wine, the spirits, the beer, they got you covered there. All the Cox's Spirit Shops, Evergreen Liquors, that great, great shopping experience with all the craft beer as well. So there you go.
Sounds good.
What do you think is coming up tonight? Have you seen this?
Episode
2, Mitch.
Of
Louisville basketball.
Oh, is that coming? Oh, that's coming up tonight?
They're episode 2.
Episode 2. Now,
episode 2.
I wonder what's going to be included in
this. I don't know.
I see Ross McMaines.
Ross McMaines.
Oh. Jared West.
Little L. Ellis. Little Jared West. Chapter 108, Episode 2.
So, but they won't have Reed Shepard in there because that wouldn't be okay.
Well, you're not allowed to do
that. You're not allowed to do that.
What did you guys make of the Reed Shepard stuff? I mean,
this to me.
Because Kentucky gas bags are going all in now.
They are. They want him bad, but.
You're in trouble.
I am in trouble.
Because BBN is picking up. Your boy Nick Roush said it's like, you know, high traffic volume on sites when you put up anything Reed Shepard.
Yeah. Now,
what's the Sea of Blue doing to counterpart that?
Yeah, what I don't know why you guys just don't go all Reed Shepard. Like, do an opinion piece on Reed Shepard. Yeah. Do the anti-opinion piece.
Not anti, but Kentucky's like the other
offered,
side.
Kentucky's offered, what, like 12 of the top 15?
Almost all of them.
11 of the top 15?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
They're offering just like everyone in the top now.
Elite guys.
That you got your boy Chin and you got your boy Big O back.
There's so many different. What now, Antigua did send him a text. It was like, hey. Everything okay? It wasn't an offer. It was just a,
what do you mean?
Hey, what's up?
Which one was it? It was a, hey, what's up?
It was like, hey, what's up? Something like that. Yes, he did.
Was that reported this weekend?
That was reported this weekend that Orlando Antigua has reached out to Reed Shepard. But this notion that many Louisville fans have adopted, that the only reason Chris Mack is offering Reed Shepard is to get at Calipari. Now, he really wants Reed Shepard. Like, Chris Mack and his staff, they want Reed Shepard to play for U of L. They might be the leader. Yeah, I think they are.
You got 2 years. They might be the leader.
He's had some. There's been some interviews with Reed Shepard.
You don't want him to go to Louisville.
No, I don't.
If he doesn't go to Kentucky, you want him to go to Virginia.
Virginia or somewhere in beat Louisville. Yes, I don't want him to go to Louisville. I don't want him to go. But if he goes to Louisville, he's not good. It would kind of be funny too.
Yeah.
Because Chris Mack really doesn't hit on freshmen very well. I mean,
save that for the mixtape, Mitch.
Outside of Sam Lee,
save that for the mixtape. That could be taken.
Dave Johnson
doesn't
hit
on freshmen.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, if he wants to go after him, that's fine. I just think that the way Reed Shepard talks, he really wants a UK offer, and it just hasn't happened yet. He's getting that bootleg offer.
You want to be so mean and nasty?
I do.
And I just have no idea why.
I don't know.
What did Mitch say? How is the Sea of Blue getting in on some of these clicks?
They had an article, a Reed Shepard article.
There
today.
Better be multiple Reed Shepard articles.
There's one I know
if,
for
if
sure.
If I go to a Sea of Blue right now.
I mentioned it in the quickie.
I
Saturday.
See one.
Yeah, and I mentioned it in the quickies
by Greg
on Saturday.
Goines.
Yes.
You know him?
I do not.
He had one at 6 a.m. today. Wow, yes. He gets up early to do these.
And I'm sure it's probably the number one story on the website. It probably has the most hits out of everything.
There you go.
I guarantee it. Yeah.
Reed Shepard.
Reed Shepard. It's a big deal. But, yeah, Louisville fans, don't think Chris Mack's doing this as just like a ploy to one-up Calipari. Well, Chris Mack wants Reed Shepard.
I saw his dunks, and I kind of thought everyone could do that.
That's
but
my.
I didn't
take.
Want, but I don't care. You know, but I don't care. I'm just here. You, I'm just here for the jokes.
Yes, but the Kentucky fans are going to be unless Cal's now. If Cal goes out and does like a Final Four and another Final Four, or something they'll forget about it.
Oh, Cal's acting like a big shot.
He is acting like a big shot here, yeah. And he should.
No, okay. Well,
yeah, I'm fine with that.
I don't know. Not as much as he used to be able to. That the big shotness is kind of falling off a little bit. Some of the Emperor's clothes are coming off.
It's going to be resurrected this year.
Yeah, we'll
this
see.
This season's going to be resurrected this year.
We'll see.
He'll be fine. Cal's going to be fine. I'd much rather have Livingston or guys like that.
Okay, that's Livingston.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a show announcement here at 5:04. Just to make the show, it's just going to make everything really awkward here.
Oh.
And so I don't know where, if we're going to pivot to name, image, and likeness or just sit here in our awkwardness.
Okay.
Okay. You know,
it makes me sad.
No, so
Strebel knows? I thought Strebel wouldn't know.
He does know.
I do know, but I've not said anything.
He hasn't said anything because
it's none of my business to say anything.
It's none of his business to say anything.
Right.
So, Mitch, tell the people the news today, and people are going to just run you on Twitter now and on the text line.
Oh, I know.
So go ahead.
Well, next Wednesday, the end of June, the 30th, that will be my last day here on The Take and ESPN Louisville.
Oh, I didn't know that was it. I thought it was you were becoming a father.
That's what I thought
also
it was.
That.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I bought baby clothes.
I bought a bib that said Yachty's bib on it. So Mitch is leaving us. Tell the people where you're going.
Yeah, so I got a pretty exciting opportunity to join the direct sales representative program with the best organization in all of the world. The St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm going to be moving to St. Louis here in a couple weeks, joining the Cardinals sales team. And, super excited to do that for the next, few years or whatnot. And sad to be leaving you guys as well. I know we're like kind of like a family, but this was just an opportunity I could.
You love the Cardinals.
On.
You love the Cardinals.
Yeah, my goal in high school was always to just work in a front office of a Major League Baseball team. And I'm accomplishing said goal already at the young age of 25. So, my last day here will be next Wednesday the 30th. So, yeah.
Texter says, duh, last day.
I knew that was coming.
There it was.
I'm duh, last day, duh,
take. Oh, we're going to miss Mitch. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Cardinals. Yeah.
Are you going to clean up your Twitter? How's that going to? Because you've been, what people need to know is you've been full assault mode because you're leaving.
Yeah,
that's what I feel that you're just going full assault,
guns blazing at the end,
if you will. Not that you haven't been right on some of your takes.
You've been
some
right.
of your takes, you've been 100% right.
No, yeah,
but that's my theory. You're losing your mind. So are you going to clean that up when you become a member of the St. Louis Cardinals? Are you going to be able to say those mean and nasty things about Joey Votto? What changes are you going to have to go through?
I might have to do a little Twitter cleansing because I've crushed the Cardinals before too. Like I've crushed them when they're not playing well. Like they're not playing well right now. I'll probably have to cleanse the Twitter a little bit. I'm not sure. I'll still stay tuned into what's going on in Louisville and Kentucky land, but I mean, you guys know, and the text line knows. I love the St. Louis Cardinals. They're like my favorite team in the world. It's really the only team I'm truly, truly like a huge fan of. So super excited to get started over there. I see the text line blowing up.
Well, here's the thing that's funny, Mitch. When you told us is when the Cardinals lost like five in a row. And
oh, I know.
That was the Mitch curse.
You don't know that was going through my mind when they offered me the job. I was like, all right. I was like, you guys have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
They won't have a winning season. They'll be the Pirates.
They'll
ship away all of their good talent to New York and Boston and Philly and everywhere else.
The text line is right. Bobby V did let it slip like a week or two ago.
Oh, did he?
And I heard him say it. And I texted Nick. I was like, hey. I was like, did your dad just let it slip? And he goes, yeah. He's like, I tried to step all over it, though.
Nick told Bob.
Yeah. I think a majority of the people in the office know by now, But
some people will have no idea
until you're gone.
Some people have no idea. There's a couple that may not know who you are now.
Like, oh, where's Mitch? Where's that redheaded guy? He hadn't been in a month.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the show for a year and a half now. I know I made like a joke like way back like last summer, like I'm only gonna get this job a year. Truly,
and you did. Look at that.
Well, truly, I mean, I wasn't even like I just saw this job. Honestly, I applied to it. Didn't think I would ever hear anything back from him, heard back from him, went through like this super extensive interview process. The reason I was in St. Louis a couple weeks ago, I mean, I went to the game, but I was there to do like this long 2-hour interview with him.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I honestly never in a million years think I'd get this opportunity. So
what would they ask you for 2 hours?
Yeah. That's what I'm curious about.
They asked me a bunch of questions.
Yeah, time I had a bunch of questions really for hard. Them. Like, well, our morning host, Drew Diener, had a bunch of sexual innuendos and he wept over Bob Baffert. So I cut those for several hours.
I just think called the Vince Hightower mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every week.
Are you allowed to gamble on the Cardinals?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
That is a great question. I'm not sure. I know Missouri is in the process of legalizing sports gambling. It's not legal yet, but they've like actually gotten traction on it, unlike Kentucky. But probably will lay off the sports gambling. Probably, probably a smart idea. I'm going to be a changed man over there in St. Louis.
I mean, you are becoming Locke.
Yes.
No. You really are. You're cleaning up your social media.
Yep.
You're giving up gambling.
Yeah.
And you're going to leave. You're going to have to pay the man on the way out instead of being up. $1,000, hundreds of dollars, which really could have helped for the move.
Yeah.
You decided to chase on England minus, 1.5 or whatever it was over the weekend, and now you've lost your ass, and you have to write a check on the way out. You're gonna have to give an envelope to someone on the way out of town.
Into the text line. You guys can make fun of this for me too. But I, when I went through the interview, three people interviewed me, and I asked, I asked this question at the end of the interview.
Are
you
getting a GM job?
No kidding, man.
It was intense. It was probably the most intense thing I've ever gone through. I mean, I was nervous as hell.
Wow.
But I asked at the end of the interview, I was like, "What did I impress you with? Is there anything I can improve on, or is there anything that stood out for me that separated myself from other candidates?" And one of the people said, "I'm a stickler for people with bad grammar. You had very good grammar." So text line, you can
cleaned it up.
You can EAD, if you know what I mean.
You should have done that on the last day. Now.
Here's the thing. We had the conversation, and I seriously, last week, my wife's grandfather passed away. It's why I was out a couple days. We were doing stuff all week. And so, and we had a couple of stories. So I just, I knew I was out a couple days.
Right.
And I was like, well, we don't need some big, we can do this at any time here.
Sure.
So we just did it today.
Yeah.
And if, honestly, if a big story would have broke or something,
we may have done it tomorrow.
Yeah. But it went through my mind, and over the weekend, I struggled with "we don't tell anybody." Just Wednesday's and Thursday,
Grossman's in, processes in, and we just go.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's it. Like, Mitch left, and that's the way we do it.
Yeah.
Like, I struggled with it for a while. I didn't tell Mitch until today. I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it today. Because I was like, man, it would be funny.
Yeah.
It would be really, really funny just to have Mitch disappear.
Yeah.
Into the abyss.
And have texters to ask and just never answer the questions.
Yeah, and just have him disappear.
Yeah, yeah. And that proves to everybody that I can't keep a secret. And I don't blab everything. Like I honestly
swear to God, I didn't think Strebel knew. I thought I was like, I can't wait to break this news for Strebel, because I wanted a genuine reaction from Strebel.
I was sad when Andy told me. I was sad because, like you said, we've done this now for a year, and I think we have good chemistry and things rolling. And I was like,
oh, Mitch does a great job, specifically on the mixtape. He does.
He nails it.
Yeah, no, he absolutely does.
Yeah, it'll be my last mixtape this Friday.
This Friday.
Oh.
Texas says, E-A-D-L-O-L, nice mic drop. Texas says, what the bleep does that job description even mean? Texas says, Mitch didn't, D-I-N-T, just tell me to E-A-D, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Texas says, hopefully Mitch bought some new shoes before his big interview.
Oh, yeah.
I got to park in the players' lot. I mean, it was an experience.
You're going to fanboy the first time you see Nolan Arenado. Probably. Are you going to be anywhere near? You're not anywhere near the players, right?
No, not really. I mean, I honestly had no idea. We get to use the same gym as they do, but we have to be out a certain time, like for the players to use it. So, like, I can go use the gym. I won't ever use the gym.
I was going to say that won't be a problem.
Yeah, but you have to be out like a certain time, like whether it be a day game or a night game. I'll be working some of the games, and then I get like the benefits, you know, is anything you can imagine. Like season tickets, I get all the promotional items.
Do you get gear? Like you get like St. Louis Cardinals polos, hats. Damn, that is nice. That's cool.
Yeah, it's just a real great opportunity.
Texas says Mitch will lose all of his money gambling and come crawling back to 680. The angry loan sharks will be searching all over St. Louis for Mitch.
Oh, no.
Texas says, duh, good grammar.
I appreciate all the nice texts.
Texas says, moving on to be a fraud.
Oh, wow. Damn. I don't think he's going to be a fraud.
Louis Rabeau, our guy, says Mitch is going to have to use the I work for the Cardinals pickup line, and it's not going to matter at all. Well, it might. I don't know.
Yeah,
you never know. Yeah.
You meet a big-time St. Louis fan, young lady, and like, you know what? I work for the Cardinals, and then, boom, that's your end.
Texas says, did Mitch bring a translator to his interview?
I did not.
Is that why your dad was there to translate for
us? He wasn't there. I lied about that part to make it believable. Because if I just told people I'm going to a random St. Louis Cardinal games, I think I was on Tuesday. I was like, I'm going to Tuesday's game by myself. That seems so odd.
I don't know. I found that so funny.
I had to lie.
He patinoed his way out of town.
He patinoed his way out of town. Even though I knew you were leaving, I believe the dad story. That's great.
Texas says, the guy who said that in the interview, Mitch, you had the best grammar of all duh can duh dits. Texas says, what the bleep is Mitch selling?
So the job description is
people are crushing you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's some nice ones, Mitch. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I appreciate those.
July 1st is when the curse will leave Louisville, LOL.
Yeah, I mean, you bet if Louisville or Kentucky win a championship, like if Kentucky football makes it to the SEC championship when I leave.
Oh, man, that'd be great. And the IARP comes out and we're dropping the case.
Yes, we're dropping the case. We're moving on. Well, who's? Do you think you'll leave on bad terms with anyone? Like Luke Hancock's mad at you because of the TBT stuff.
Oh yeah, I had a great line about that because Murray State's team got in.
Yeah,
and they're a sixth seed, which means they're one of the top 25 teams considered by the TBT. So Isaiah Cannon and a bunch of dudes are so highly regarded by the TBT that they're top 25 teams. So you remember the song. Look at Me Now by Chris Brown.
No.
It goes like this.
What you're talking about.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. That's for those people over on 93.9 and Louisville fans.
He's flamethrowing on his
way out. He is flamethrowing.
He's done
the MOP.
He's done two mic drops, and it's 5:17.
Damn.
Like somehow I got to limp us to 5:58 today.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go.
I swear to
you, I have no idea where to go.
Gosh, that's great. Good for you, Mitch.
Texas says, when Mitch first said, I'm leaving for a great organization, I thought he was going to say Spectrum News 1.
Working with Locke. He's fact-checking Locke's reporting.
Did you see Locke go to the Spectrum? There was a marriage.
Oh,
a wedding.
Yes, I did see
within
that.
The Spectrum family. Did you see he was there?
I saw his pictures. He and Carolyn both had pictures on Facebook.
Dietrich Tate and a few of the other people.
Yeah, he was.
And I saw, Mitch, you'll love this. And I just, it made me laugh and it made me sad.
What?
Locke used to take those pictures with us.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was taking it with all the Spectrum people, and they didn't look nearly as fun.
No,
there wasn't alcohol on the table. What was it, dry wedding?
Same thing. He had like a, I think Locke had like, because I texted you this. I think he had like a Michelob Ultra. Like, I think that was what was in front of Locke's plate, and there was nothing else on the table. I'm like, what kind of wedding is this? Michelob Ultra, no other alcohol? What's going on here?
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing.
I was stunned.
Yeah, I was too.
Texas says, congrats, Mitch. Stay off Twitter. Texas says, praise the Lord. Texas says, bleep the Cardinals.
Wow. He's in a George Costanza his
Texas
way up
Texas says,
the
congratulations,
ladder.
Mitch. Holy bleep, Mitch. Congrats and you suck, Mitch. So you have another week and a half.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be mean and nasty about?
It's a good question. I mean, I want to say the Reds still.
No, but what's left now in the last week and a half?
Yeah.
I mean, TBT was the last week or so.
Donnie,
he's out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no Louisville connection to the NBA playoffs right now.
No.
Donnie's not going to make the Olympics, or
he's not going to the Olympics.
Selfishly, I was hoping he would.
Yeah.
I'm all about Team USA basketball. That's like one of the
weird things.
It's a weird thing that I enjoy.
I follow it too.
So I don't know. Do you have anything left? I mean, you probably should clean up the red stuff now.
Go ahead. Would be my guess.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to give me a shot at Joey Votto? The Joey Votto thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Joey Votto made a little girl cry over the weekend because he was acting like a maniac.
Yeah. My take on that really doesn't have to do anything with Joey Votto. We know Joey Votto's a lunatic. We know he's crazy. My take on that is I think that mom was just doing that for social media attention, knowing that she can maybe get something out of this. I don't think the kid was actually crying because Joey Votto got kicked out of the game. Let's be honest. She was crying about something else. And the mom saw an opportunity to snap a quick photo and be like, Joey Votto made my kid cry, yelling F words at the umpire, and got all this free publicity and autographed baseball. And I'm sure they got a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, they got tickets to like the next game.
He did like a
meet and greet. And I was like, Votto's such a great guy. The ump must have said something to him. Votto would never do that.
No, he would. He never acted like that.
He would never act out. I'm like, you guys hated this guy.
Yes.
His contract was ruining your franchise, and you chose Marty Brenneman over Joey Votto.
Yeah, he went.
Such revisionist history.
He went to the bats, came back, started hitting, and they all fell in love with him again. And then he made this, well, and actually, I think I agree with Mitch on that. I think that
Do you want to play the current sound real fast?
Yeah.
Texas says, congrats, Mitch. Welcome to baseball heaven.
You're damn right.
Texas says, how many sick days does Mitch have that he can use early?
I think he'll stick it out. I think Mitch will be here all the way till next Wednesday.
Texas says, crush Satterfield on this UofL line commitment. He's a bum. I mean, listen, at the end of the show, I'll give you Strebel.
Thank you.
Who can just do what he does. Is that okay? Is that a good deal?
I can't wait.
The same thing we've heard 100 different times.
Like 550.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine with me.
I was going to say more like 557.
That's fine. Either way.
Give you like a one-minute window.
We can do that.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'll be ready.
Okay.
You know I'll be ready.
I'm sure you will.
Yes.
Yes, play the Nick Curran sound, please.
I'm telling you, the plate umpire, former International League umpire Ryan Addison. I think he baited Joey into that a little bit, and that's very on brand for him. Let's be honest,
it's on brand for Joey Votto too.
Votto doesn't get tossed ever.
Why are you arguing a check swing in the top of the first inning?
Well, because the ump baited him into it. I think the ump said something that set him off. I think that was on the ump. I got to tell you, Votto doesn't get run.
Votto can do no wrong.
Send this to Mitch. Mitch is going to have a stroke hearing this. Oh, okay.
He doesn't lose his cool like that ever.
What? That's all he does. That's all he's known for is losing his cool.
That's current auditioning for the Reds job.
Oh, yeah.
It's the current seat. The Reds might be listening.
His contract literally handicapped the organization.
Yes.
It did, and he just walked a bunch, and he missed games, and people loved when Marty Brenneman crushed him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, good God, I feel like his contract's up, isn't it, Mitch? Like next year or something like that? Like it's up pretty soon,
I think it's next year.
Yeah, next year. So people are seeing that contract come off the book, so they're remembering him as he gets older in his career. They're remembering him differently than how they treated him about 6-7 years ago.
Right,
That's my opinion on the situation. Not everybody.
But this idea that he's not crazy and he's never been thrown out of games and we've never seen Joey Votto lose his mind over something insignificant and
small. Well, you haven't.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, like, historically. Like, I know Joey Votto has a reputation, and what Nick Curran is saying goes against the reputation of Joey Votto, but outside of Reds fans, I guess.
Texas says the high school coach U of L just hired had all his championships vacated. I have no idea.
High school coach.
Oh, no. Texas says, look at Matt Jones's U of L tweet.
Oh, no.
Texas, another one. Mitch, go ahead. Hey, don't look. Okay, I don't want you to look.
Man.
Let Mitch. He's got a week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let him have his glory.
The news is today, if you're just joining us, Mitch is moving to St. Louis literally in like a week and a half. Mm-hmm. He's done next Wednesday. He's washing his hands of us. He's moving to St. Louis, and he's working with the Cardinals.
I legit just got a house today, too.
A house or an apartment?
I'm renting, not buying, purchasing. I got approved for a house.
Oh, good.
Look at Mitch. His life is so much better.
It was a process. That's why I was very busy today. I was on the phone for like an hour.
How happy is your dog going to be? Go from an apartment to a house? That's awesome.
Oh, he's going to be, yeah. I mean, everyone's excited. Everyone's
You're not going to know anybody, right?
I have one former fraternity buddy who lives in St. Louis. I don't know him.
Are you going to relish not knowing anybody and starting over in that respect?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's going to have
Strieble would not like that.
No, I wouldn't. Moving to another place.
I think I would do that if I got a divorce. If me and my wife got a divorce, I think I'd just move to another city.
You'd move to another city and just start over?
I think so. I don't know what city either. I have no idea. Not St. Louis. No offense to you, Mitch. You need to go to Side Project and Narrow Gauge immediately when you get there.
Okay, I'll write those down.
Then I'll give you a $20 bill, and then you're going to send some to me. Anyway, continue. And I'll give you some money. Don't worry. This will be a profitable thing for you.
Now I got to get Mitch a gift.
You don't have to give me anything.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and that's kind of the real. I wanted to go to KS Bar before I left, so that's why we went to.
There you go.
Save that for the mistake. It's a line that needs to also be on a T-shirt. I went to KSR Bar before I left. I wanted to do that. That needs to be on a T-shirt. If we can please get the help from
Speaking
anybody.
Speaking of KSR, here's Matt Jones' tweet. Louisville football made an off-season hire of a high school football coach to its football program. Now, you probably didn't notice. Today, that coach had all his high school victories and championships vacated. Card's gonna card.
Card's gonna card. Well, who is he? What's his name?
Hold on. The guy is... Where's his name? It might not... Oh, Gabriel Vertetta. I've seen that name pop up on Twitter a few times.
This is my guy now. The cheating high school coach who's made it all the way to the ACC. He won. He made it to the ACC.
But it's just so funny. Satterfield's off. I mean, it has no impact on U of L at all.
I got to find his name.
I don't even know what he does. This is the first
time. I don't know if I've ever heard of that guy
graduate
before.
Graduate assistant.
He's a graduate assistant. Okay. So he's a high school coach and he's a GA. Okay. All right. Well, it just – Satterfield, just the news. Can't he get one good – like, I kind of feel bad
no,
now.
No,
you
can't
don't. Get one,
hit the sounder.
Like, what – okay. Like, one story.
This guy's from Louisiana.
Oh, he's probably got an awesome Cajun accent then. You always need an awesome Cajun accent on the sidelines. That's great. But I mean, this guy vacated high school games. It doesn't affect U of L at all. But still, the narrative, like Satterfield's had, he's had an awful offseason. Awful.
Oh, so this dude was a beast. What were they like 2A there? I'm trying to read this. They got stripped of both of their. They're like a powerhouse.
Oh wow!
Like two state championships. Oh, he's a powerhouse.
They lost both of them.
Baton Rouge Catholic powerhouse football program has resulted in the loss of multiple state football championships and runner-up finishes for the Bears program.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
What was the reason? I don't know.
I'm trying to read this as we go. Mitch, like maybe you can help me.
Yeah. Let's say, what's the reasoning?
Gabriel Fertitta.
Fertitta.
Yeah, Fertitta.
Fertitta. Yeah. The GA.
Get Nick Valvano.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to do that with his name? Fertitta.
I know, but it probably isn't.
You started to do it.
I almost really stopped myself. Yes, I wanted to do it, but I stopped myself because I don't know You know, but
you don't know who he is.
I've never seen him before. I've never heard him before. I don't know anything about this guy other than he's getting his championships vacated and Scott Satterfield's.
He's a family man.
He's scatting right now is what he's doing. He's doing the Scott Satterfield thing. Bad hires. I don't know. There you go. He might be a good hire, but yeah.
He's a young dude with a family. I'm all in on this guy. I'm following him right now. This is my guy.
I got to figure
Gabriel Fertitta, offensive quality control.
Okay, so that's what he's doing, offensive quality.
Well, maybe it's one of those things that he knew he was getting axed.
And he was like, I got to get out of town. Yeah. But instead of going to another high school, he got, like you said, an ACC job at a college football program.
There you go.
But there's Scott Satterfield dipping into the high school ranks in Louisiana to fill his staff.
It's quality control.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The guy was in four state championship games.
Okay.
I'm backing the hire, and I'm backing the hire even more if Satterfield has someone evil on his staff. That's what I'm talking about.
Satterfield can't like that. He can't. I guarantee he can't like that. What's this? You didn't tell me about this.
Texas says, LOL, U of L hired Bud Kilmer from Varsity Blues.
Younger Bud Kilmer.
Texas says, great for recruiting. I'll take a high school coach GA with that background all day. Thank you.
Is he the next Coach Coop?
I just can't do it.
What?
No, just that conversation. Oh, okay, I just can't you. Do that oh, crappy conversation. Yeah, yeah. I just can't do it. 437-9680. All right, Mitch, let's play a couple pieces of sound here before we take our final break and we get you out of here today. Anything? What was good today?
This Diener drop is delightful.
Okay.
Papa's going to be over by noon.
Whoa.
Papa's going to be over by noon.
Damn right he is. And here's Issel taking a shot at Louisville.
We got a chuckle out of it, right? But he's probably right to a point.
Like a school like Louisville, they won't have to give the folks $100,000 behind the scenes. They can go right to the kid and say, here's your money, and U of L won't get in trouble.
It cleans up a lot of cheaters' plates, huh? The cheaters' plates get cleaned up pretty quick with this whole thing. I'll tell you that.
Oh, goodness, guys. Let me tell you about the Hightower Men's Clinic. Whether it be ED or PD, you don't have to live with it. Get the life back that you deserve. Stop worrying about it, quite frankly. And call the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800, 502-690-2800, or online right now, hightowermens.com. Find out more about their FDA-approved pulse wave therapy, revolutionary, all natural, non-invasive, no drugs, no needles. Find out more. I mean, listen, if it's something you're suffering from, go to the website right now, hightowermens.com. Patient reviews, schedule that free consultation, find out how to get fixed up, quite frankly. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800, hightowermens.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's a 1-1 count. Melanson pitching.
Reed and Anderson.
Suarez with the drive. That's it.
Well, you're a little bit
22
ahead of us,
scoreless innings of Cincinnati Reds baseball. See ya. You're gone. You're out of there.
And James Strebel.
Suarez, good vibes only, right? That's all here. Good vibes only. Good vibes only. I'm feeling some pretty good vibes right now. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you for not lying.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, Reds and Twins in action tonight beginning at 7:40. You can catch that game right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll have a little college baseball coming your way a little bit this week. You know, we don't know exactly what games will be played and everything. We have Vanderbilt and NC State tonight, 8 o'clock over on 93.9 The Bill. 437-9680, during the break, During the break, Strebel has been researching the newest U of L commit.
Yes, I did. I researched, and
you did two. You did, you know, maybe 90 seconds of research.
Enough.
So do you want to end the show?
I did enough research to.
So
form
you
want
to? So yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I have enough. I have enough.
You have enough ammo.
I have enough ammo. It's pretty good.
All right. So help me here with this. This fake UK account that catfished everybody over the weekend.
Okay.
Now, this is a very Twitter-only thing.
Yes, it is.
But apparently, obviously, there is an account that many people thought it was an attractive female.
Yes.
Who is a part of BBN.
Yes.
And recently, I think she put out something, or somebody did, and this is where I need your help.
Yeah.
That she was ill.
Yeah, it was.
Or something.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, this is where I need your help because I missed a lot of this because Saturday I was very busy.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I just missed a lot of the nuance here.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling this is going to warm my heart because I don't know how it was found out or anything. So help me here.
Okay.
And hopefully the audience that doesn't care about Twitter at least finds this to be funny.
So there was a Twitter account called UK Sports All Day. That was the handle. And the name was UK Sports Chick. And it was this attractive-looking blonde lady picture.
I can't believe you.
And her name was, like, Jess.
Of course.
And so, followed me years ago. So I followed back. Because this is back in the day where I was following, like, every BBN, everything all
right,
the time.
Right, right. Back in the and, day.
Yes.
Right.
So, long
ago,
yeah,
Mitch.
I don't follow a lot of people. Like, I don't do a lot of new following. Not about me. Anyway. So, as the years wore on.
And she, by the way, she had other follows.
She had a lot of follows. I mean, like you said, John Clay,
Jason Markham,
Larry Vaught, Kevin Hale. I think there's, if you go in, Justin Rowland,
I mean,
some BBN big shots on Twitter.
Big shots on Twitter.
So, anywho, I just started looking at some of her profile pictures like that. Looks superimposed. Like, that doesn't look like a real person. I mean, it's a real person, but it doesn't look like a real picture, like a real selfie. And I was like, so this attractive lady just tweets about BBN, says she lives in West Virginia, doesn't ever talk about, like a boyfriend or any significant other. And I was like, there's something off about this. I don't trust it.
So you did some independent research.
No, I didn't do any research. Okay. I just looked at the entire situation.
But
I was
you're
like,
making yourself sound – you say it's not about me, but you made that about you because you were smarter than John Clay and Justin Rowland and Kevin Hale and Jason Markham.
That's a good thing.
To realize a fake. And
it was a fake, and I unfollowed
it. You trolled on her. That's what happened. You saw an attractive female.
I followed back, and so
you did some watching.
I just saw the tweets. And I was like, "This doesn't make like this." I just was like, "Something doesn't add up here."
Does your wife know you followed her?
My wife doesn't know who I follow on Twitter at all.
Okay,
she doesn't have it.
That might be a problem.
It's not a problem at all. She can look at my follows all day long if she wants. Anyway, so I unfollowed. I was like, "This is fake. Like, I'm not falling for this fake account." So I unfollowed. Then over the weekend, it got broke.
And this is that, years ago now.
This is years ago. Yeah, like 2 years ago. So over the weekend, I hadn't even thought of this in forever. And I start getting all these mentions and everything about UK Sports Chick is a catfish. And I was kind of like, y'all just now figuring that out? Y'all just now figuring out she's
but how
a catfish?
How do we get there?
I don't
there?
Know how we got
well,
there.
Well, that's
but
what I need
there
to
was
know.
One thing that really tipped it off.
Okay.
So there was this other account that was like, once everyone started out her as a catfish, this account came out and was like, please pray for my niece at UK Sports All Day. She passed out at the hospital she works at and she's dying or something of that nature. And so it's
this is the dumbest BBN story. Honestly, this is as stupid as it gets. Yeah, but I need to know how she got outed as a catfish.
I don't know how she got outed. That's what I need. But this was the final nail in the coffin.
Okay.
Right, because they went and this person said she was her aunt. This is my niece. She's dying. And so Twitter researchers went back and saw interactions between UK Sports All Day and this person claiming to be her aunt. And they didn't know each other. They were like talking to each other like they were strangers. So it was like, how are you her aunt? But you didn't know anything about her and you're like asked her for advice on kids she didn't know that you had. So that was like kind of the final nail in the coffin that people outed her. And she's like, she's not real. It's not real. And I don't know who ran it or whatever. So,
yeah, but someone must have been catfished.
Someone must have been cat. Like, someone must have crawled into her DMs and like, hey,
and tried to meet her.
And then maybe when they actually did meet, it didn't look like
it was a guy that looked like
blonde
you
hair,
no,
blue hair,
no,
blonde hair, blue eyed Jess.
Yeah,
it was somebody else.
It was somebody.
I want to know who met this person or who actually cracked the case.
Okay, well, that's what we need to find out.
No one
would say. Tomorrow I'm leading the show unless the IARP.
Yes.
Comes down on Louisville.
Yes.
We lead the show tomorrow with this answer.
Jimmy,
there is a catfish situation out there, and for it to be a catfish situation, someone had to be catfished.
Someone had to catch her. How did you catch her?
That's the information that I need.
Exactly.
Now, this is bottom of the barrel content. This is fringe BBN Twitter. It's a cesspool.
It is.
It's the bottom of society. But that's what I want to lead with at 3:02 tomorrow.
So, Jimmy, I know you're listening. He's been Jimmy on Twitter. You know who he is. He's been the lead dog on this. Jimmy, you got to do some research, and you got to bring some facts to the table on how she was caught to be a catfish. Because right now it's very mysterious outside of the my niece is dying.
Yeah, but can't you help find out instead of outsourcing it to someone by the name of Jimmy that nobody knows? Mitch, you like that? He's calling out a guy, Jimmy.
He tweeted about this more than anybody.
Only me and Mitch know who you're talking about.
Yes, but I know he listens because he listens every day.
Yes, but there's not a third person in the audience other than us two that knows when you call out to this man named Jimmy.
Because he knows a lot more about it than I do. I just, again, I was smart enough to get out of this early. I knew this was a fake job. She wasn't real. I knew it.
Texas says, cut him off. The story's awful. Texas says, Andy asked Striebel to make the story entertaining. Striebel does the complete opposite.
Thank you, yeah. I can't argue with that. That's fine. But look, I don't know anything other than it was fake.
I thought you had the entire story.
I didn't have the entire story. No, I got drawn into it and was like kind of tweeting back and forth. But I have no idea. Like I said, I hadn't followed her in years. I have no idea what tipped it off. No clue.
I mean, come on. You follow probably a few attractive female UK people on Twitter. There's no doubt.
Not a lot.
I mean, no, but you do. You follow some.
Maybe a few, yeah, but not a lot.
Who are the ones?
I don't know. I'm not going to go through my Twitter thing and pull it up. I don't know.
I mean, one is Anna.
I know her personally. I've met her. I wouldn't follow her before I met her.
Mitch just dropped a nuke right
he
on
He did,
it.
But it's not
he
like dropped,
Mitch
I dropped, wasn't following
Mitch
her before
dropped
I met
a
her.
Nuke right on his head.
Yeah.
And now he's not saying anything.
No.
And Striebel's just sitting here.
No.
He's got nothing. He's just sitting there.
No, I did. It was. I don't go through. It's like, let me see who the hot girls are in UK land and just start following them. I don't need to do
Can
that.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you invite this fake account to join Round of Shots? Yes
no,
or no?
No, I did not.
Did
That's
Kevin
all.
Hale?
Did
no,
Kevin Hale?
No,
no you don't
no.
know that for
well,
certain.
Well, he may have. I didn't.
I need to know that,
I
too.
Didn't know.
At 3:02, I need to know.
I guarantee that never happened.
I need to know if John Clay has reached out. Do you understand?
Yes, I know.
Jason Markham, we need to follow up on this cat.
Jason does follow everybody.
This is the kind of content that's going to limp us until the IARP.
Until,
do you understand?
Yes, until we get some news.
Do you understand
actual content? No, I would like to know more too because I find the catfishing stuff interesting as hell. There was another BBN catfish years ago named Christina BBN, and she was doing the exact same thing, and I figured that one out too.
And you know, it's just a big hairy guy.
It is. It
you know, it's a big hairy guy.
And people that can't figure this out, I'm like, what? Where have
y'all
been living under a rock?
Have you ever wanted to do that? Have you ever wanted to start a catfish account?
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm asking. Have you ever wanted to do that? I'm just asking everybody.
I've never. No, no.
You
I
know,
no
since I'm leaving in a week and a half, I'm an open book. Yes, I've thought about it.
Really?
I thought about
like
making
a
catfish. No, yeah, like a catfish Tinder account. And seeing like how many dudes I could get. Save all that.
That's just weird to me. I don't see the appeal in any of that. Like, why?
It's just a thought. I didn't
I
do
know
it.
I know a guy that
it.
I know a guy that did that. What
I
Mitch
too.
Is saying.
I not on Tinder, but I know someone that did that on Twitter. And I'm still perplexed. But why? I don't understand. Like, are you that bored?
Mitch threw a grenade right on your foot and left you stunned.
Yeah.
He left you stunned with the Anaturillo.
Just I wasn't stunned by
just,
that.
Just,
I mean, that's
no,
what
your
everyone
face
was
looked
thinking.
Like you got slapped. Your face looked like you got slapped.
Because it didn't make any sense. It was like I just followed her because, like, oh, yeah, she's hot. I'm going to follow her. That wasn't it at all. I mean, I followed her because I'm, like, we did shows together. Like, I met her. Then I started following her after we did shows. It had nothing to do with her looks. As Mitch tried to, you know, allude to.
Texter brings up a great point. At 5:47, it sounded like Big Rig said, until we get some nudes. It did say. It did. It, Mitch, it did.
Really?
It really did.
Oh.
Now mark it.
You said news. And you
news.
Said it fast. Yeah, but
oh.
It's, yeah.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that. No. No. I just stunned that Mitchell Hannigan thought about creating a catfish account. I don't.
Have you ever messed with your buddies before?
Not like that. I don't like sit around think. I wonder how many of my friends
we did
I can
in high
trick
school.
Into not. No. How many people can I trick into thinking that, you know, that's diabolical? Like, catfishing to me is awful. Like, I hate that crap.
Oh, stop.
It is.
It's why
are you being
so point
serious
out?
About
because
it?
Because it's like you're playing with people's feelings and emotions for no reason other than just be mean.
Streeple just falls in love easy.
I
think there's
love.
Something personal about this experience.
Yeah,
there's nothing
there's
at
something,
all.
There's something going on here.
There's
Streeple,
nothing going
well,
on.
Your wife broke up with you on the internet.
No, she didn't. She broke up with me in person.
Well, no, I thought it was.
Oh, that, oh
yeah,
first,
she
played yeah,
that
first
one.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
Wait, there was a second breakup?
Yeah, we broke up when we were engaged.
Wait, we never knew that. Well,
dropping this nuke at 5:50.
That's an absolute stunning
it was,
nuke.
No, it's not.
I
it's
just
not.
Passed out.
No, it's not. It's not. It wasn't really a breakup. We just took a pause while we were engaged, but, you know, we got married.
Not the old pause, man.
A little pause.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm on the floor.
Why? What do you mean, why? We didn't know that. That's a massive.
Never came up.
We have talked extensively about the first breakup.
Yeah.
Man, a buddy of mine texted me and goes, Streeple sounds like a man who got catfished.
I've never been catfished.
I'm thinking on one of your pauses you got catfished.
No, I've never been catfished.
You swear to me.
I swear to God.
On the BBM,
I swear on BBM Bible. What do you have? Whatever you have. I've never, because I'm not, you know why I've never been catfished? Because I'm not stupid. That's why I've never been catfished, because I'm not a moron. People that get catfished aren't smart.
Wait, I just... I feel like I'm badgering him, Mitch, but I don't know what I don't know what
I don't know
do.
Why.
Yeah, but you did not tell us this, and then you told us now.
It happens in people's lives. Sometimes
I'm not
you
saying
take
it
a pause,
doesn't, but
we just
know.
Took a pause.
Yeah, but we know. Like I feel like we know damn near a ton about you.
Yeah, you do. But it was
but that we didn't know about. So yeah. you had selected a long time ago to not give us that information.
I didn't select it. It never came up, and now today it came up. It wasn't a big deal. It was, like I said, it was resolved.
It's a huge deal.
Like, really? You,
like,
can
did
I
she give the
long?
Ring back?
No. No, no. She kept the ring the entire time.
Oh.
No, there was no. No, it was just. Oh, it was just one of those things where it's like it happens with a lot of engaged couples. You're like, okay, this is something we want to do. And then and we got married, and we've been married almost 11 years now. 3 kids. Super happy.
I'm stunned.
I don't know. I don't
you
know
just
why.
Took a big slurp of Busch Light. He's feeling it. I mean, at 5:57, we got to get him to crush this commitment.
I will.
I don't know what to do here. I am perplexed. I'm speechless. Quite frankly,
really? No. The reason I never brought it up because it's not a big deal. It would have been.
She did the breaking up. Oh,
no, it wasn't.
You had to
it was
crushed.
No, it was. It was just one of those. It wasn't like a. Again, it wasn't a breakup. She didn't give me the ring back.
It was a pause.
We didn't call. We didn't call the wedding off.
The pause. Yeah, but
you may
she
have
was a lot
so
younger
bad
than
the
me.
Pause.
Okay, but
she had just graduated college, and it was like, and I wasn't. You know, it was just one of those things.
Oh, my left leg, man.
I don't know. And we end up getting married, and everything's fine.
I want to shut the text line down. I can't.
Oh,
read.
I'm sure
I
it's full
read.
Of all.
You know
kinds
I can't
of
read any of these.
I know.
You
know
I can't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, Texas says this hurts me so bad.
Why does it hurt people?
Because
I don't understand.
what you just said makes more sense.
Yeah.
She was just out of college.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than a lot of people take a pause during their engagement. I don't think a lot of people do take a pause during their engagement.
I've talked to people that have. Okay. And that have.
Did you tell your families?
Yeah, we knew. Absolutely.
Yeah, but you're acting like this doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't.
If you wanted to go on a date during your pause, could you have?
I guess, but I didn't want to. Yeah. Neither did she.
But that wasn't.
Did she? Okay.
No, she did not. Okay. No, absolutely not. She did not. And it wasn't like a pause, like, let's go date other people thing.
Mitch said that so tenderly.
He did.
And that's all that people, because that's.
Yeah. No, that's a tough one. Nobody dated anybody else.
That's a tough one to sell. I'm just saying that's a tough.
That's fine.
I'm saying that's a tough one to sell.
I'm an honest person. I'm as honest as I could, like, on this show as I could be. And I know people, I don't believe you. Maybe because you're insecure about your own life for whatever reason. But no, it wasn't. We didn't date anybody else. We didn't. No, it was like literally like 2 weeks. Like 2 weeks. And that was it.
Jack says, how does he think that everything is fine?
I don't know, jackass. I've been married 11 years, and we have 3 children together.
Oh,
how do you – now I'm getting mad. Now I'm getting mad.
I can't read any of these.
Now you need to crush the recruit.
I'll do that when it's time. It's not time yet.
You just looked them up. You saw the offers.
I did. And they're junk.
You saw the offers, and that's it. He's Canadian.
He hasn't played football in like 2 years. And they've seen him in person one time. He picked Louisville over Wake Forest because that's who they're recruiting against now. Wake Forest, not the big boys, not Alabama or Oklahoma State or Oklahoma or any of the Ohio State, any of that. But he's a bum. He's terrible. He's from Canada. No good football players come from Canada. That's what Sat's doing. Your program stinks, and so does Satterfield. There. You happy?
I'm in the text line, man.
I don't care what the text line says. They
don't
believe
you do all. Care what the text line says.
No, I don't. Text line's full of crap.
Listen, throwing the white towel scribbles on the ropes.
I'm not on the ropes.
I can't read
again.
Any of these.
If
there's not one of these on here that I can read, there's not one of them.
If it had mattered the way the text line asserts when they don't know anything about my marriage or relationship, we would have been divorced a long time ago, don't you think?
I'm not.
Don't you think 11 years is a long time to just stick it out with somebody that you don't really like, but, you know, and have 3 kids with? Don't you think that's a little much?
Listen, you're not wrong.
I am right. I'm not wrong.
No,
I'm right.
But what the haymaker is, you dropped this on us. No one had any idea. That's what's shocking about
it. But there's nothing shocking. People break up. It's life. It happens.
But during the engagement is different, I think.
I don't think it's different. I don't think it's different at all. It would have been different if it would have gotten called off or we'd gotten a divorce like early in the marriage.
So what happened in those 2 weeks? Did you see each other? Did you
text
back and forth?
Yes. It wasn't like it was like, I hate you,
like
never
cold turkey,
again.
Like cold
no,
turkey.
No, it wasn't anything like that. That's why it's not a big deal. But, of course, dummies
Man,
on the text
don't
line.
Don't blame the text line.
No, I will blame the text line because they're idiots. I will blame the text line. 100% I'll blame the text line.
Your boy Tank the Stank. I know 0 people who took a break during engagement.
That's
I mean,
fine.
Engagement's like, you know, you hear all the jewelers, it's the happiest time.
Sure. And plus, we're planning a wedding. It's very stressful. There's a lot that went into it. It wasn't just like, oh, we don't like each other.
Texas says, Strieble stole Mitch's thunder.
I didn't even mean to.
It's a great point.
I didn't even mean to steal Mitch's thunder.
I feel like, Mitch, here's what I feel like. I wish he would have saved this for your last day and nuked you then.
I do too.
I didn't mean to nuke anything.
That would have been, I know you didn't, but you did.
I know I did, but I didn't mean it. I didn't think it'd be a deal. Like, I really didn't. I don't even know.
Listen, there's 50 people on the text line that have asked about the doctor.
There's nothing.
She went on no date. Did you not go on a date?
No.
Not even like a coffee.
No.
Like no coffee.
Nothing.
Okay.
No.
There's also texters who's trying to piece it all together. There's just no simple way there's no simple way just asking this. When was Kellen born?
What do you mean, when was Kellen born? He was born a year after we were married.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
You know what the best part about Mitch is? He's not here, so he can just exactly. He can just turn his mic off and just sit
and
there
sit back.
With that bleep-eating grin
yeah.
that he's used against Louisville fans for Donnie.
For 48
and,
hours.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, more than 48 hours. Yeah. Texas says, I feel bad for James. Weddings are stressful.
It was, again, it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal. We talked to each other. It wasn't a thing.
So you guys, there was a lot of stress.
Yes.
And then you guys had a conversation. Let's step back
she
for a couple weeks.
She had started a full-time job where she works. And it was, again, she had just gotten out of college not too long ago. She started working in the workforce. A lot of things were going on, and it wasn't a big deal to me, and it wasn't a big deal to her. We moved on. Oh, we got married.
He's killing me, man. He's killing me. Texas says, Strebel keeps going back and forth. It was a pause, then it was no big deal. We broke up. Was it really just a pause, or was it an actual breakup? Because they are not the same thing. Good question.
If she would have given me the ring back and said, or
you should have asked for it back. That's the one thing that that's the only thing.
It wasn't.
I've never been in that situation.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't. It was
I
just
feel
like
that's an official ending, though. I don't think you come back from asking them to return the ring.
No.
I don't think
you're
ever.
You're right. You're
ever,
right.
No. Yeah,
I would agree.
Yeah, there was none of that.
So Strebel was just in that for the long haul.
But I guess why take the break if it's nothing? See what I think Strebel's doing here, and this is. And I understand he has the results of his marriage and the three kids and the happy family and the happy life and wife and everything else. But at the time, this was what, 11 years ago?
Oh, like 12 years ago.
Oh, 12
years ago?
Yeah, 12 years ago. At the time, at the time it was a bigger deal than what it is now 12 years later when you have the result. Right.
No, it was, it was one of those things where it was like, I understood. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's fine. We could,
you know. But you had to be heartbroken.
No, because I felt like it was going to be fine. Like, look, if you don't know me by now, like, my positivity and how I am, I just roll with things. I was like, all right, I loved her and I was respected enough to like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll give you your time, whatever you need to do. And everything was fine.
Texas says, my God, Mitch's question was so uncomfortable.
It was.
I can't even imagine being in the same room as him right now.
It's not good. It's not the only thing, and he has to do this, so I'm not blaming him. All the reasoning was on her side.
No,
you're like,
I mean,
she just got out of college started a job, and you said the workforce.
I
know you cut that at 5:57. Yeah. You said because I smirked. You said she started. She's part of the workforce.
Yeah. It was just, again, it was one of those things. It just happened, and it wasn't a big deal to me. It's not a big deal to me now. I don't care.
Didn't feel like those couple weeks were like.
I knew that we were going to be fine. I didn't feel like it was over.
It was like the 2 weeks between the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game or NFC Championship game. You felt like you're winning the Super Bowl, much better team.
Yes.
But you had to still have butterflies.
Doubts in the back of my mind. But in the end, I was like, we're going to be fine, and we were fine.
So during those 2 weeks was not the 2 weeks that you were catfished.
I was never catfished.
Because
I've
honestly forgot that's how this conversation started.
That's how it all started.
Yeah, I've never been catfished. I was too late for the for the online dating thing. I never did the online dating thing. I never did that.
How do we end today?
Well, this is a tender. She probably had, how should I say this? On the brief decommitment, she had a scholarship offers.
No. She would have told me that. 100%. We're, again, 100% odds with each other. She would have told me that. I know she would have told me that. No, she didn't have any other offers.
I bet my mortgage that Strebel goes home and asks his wife if she went out on a date during their break.
No, I'm not. Then you'd lose your mortgage, and I'd be happy that you lost your mortgage. No, absolutely not. We've been married 11 years. I don't care.
You're talking about the result. I'm more focused on those 2 weeks.
I told you
the 12 years later.
There was nothing happened in those 2 weeks.
I'll give you a great example of a team like the Giants in 2007, Mitch. They erased – weeks of crap football
right.
by making the postseason backing their way in, and then taking off right. in the playoffs. But all you remember are the great moments.
I remember that. Again, it was not that big of a deal. No one went and dated anybody else. It was 2 weeks.
I can't wait to Dieter see the text line.
It wasn't like it was like 2 months.
I can't wait to Dieter see the text line, Mitch. Tomorrow, he's got to be just absolutely confused.
Yeah. Like when people are acting like no one breaks up and gets back together or anything like that. Like that's fine. And again, own insecurities.
Texas says Jamie says he's 100% honest, but he clears his search history regularly.
That's great. I'm talking about on the show. I talk about stuff that I probably shouldn't
but
talk about.
But it's terrifying for the guy 9 times out of 10 because the guy doesn't hold the power there.
Sure. No,
if your wife
that.
Said, hey, I need another month. Hey, you would have no power.
No.
There'd be nothing you could do.
But again, I knew what the end result was going to be, and that's what it was.
Okay, how do we end today?
I gotta go. That's it. Do the kids have a game?
No, Corey, he's got to work. My wife has to work.
Oh, well, get out of here. All right, let's get him out of here.
Tomorrow.
He's off the hot seat. I mean, we had to grill him there, Mitch. What else are we going to do? It's 6:03.
I'm just stunned the past hour.
We went catfish, Mitch leaving, KSR bar, Strebel dropping an absolute nuke on us at about 4:45. All right, we got to get out of here today. everyone have a good night. Have a good night. What do we have? Reds baseball at what time, Mitch? Is it 8:40? Is it 8:40 tonight? I should know. Hang on just a second. Don't we have Reds? Oh, no, we don't. We have NBA. Do we have NBA tonight? What the hell do we have tonight? No, Reds and Twins, 7:40 tonight.
There you go.
Sorry, Reds and Twins. I knew they weren't playing in the Eastern time zone. That's all I knew. I knew the Reds were not. They were in Central time. They were somewhere that they were. They were just where? In San Diego over the weekend, were they not? So I knew they weren't back in the Eastern time zone. Minnesota is Central, is it not? I'm not wrong there. Okay, that's what I thought. So, everyone have a good night. Reds coming up at 7:40. Bonus hour coming up next.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.